Well, welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Teddy.
Love Talk Radio.
You know what day it is. You know what day it is. It's hump day after dusk. So we'll be back. You know how we do it. Every first hour of the show is the All Music Hour. Second hour is where we bring you some hot news, hot mess, sometimes hot interviews, and a little bit more. And, of course, our new segment, the 90 Moments of the Week. So if you got any 90 moments, call and share them. On the second hour, that's at 347-202-0389. But what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and start the show off with a little bit of something to get it started for the All Music Hour. And this is T. Hullaby's Breakup, and we'll be back right here on Life at Dusk Live, High to Dusk Monday, High to Dusk Wednesdays. Take your boy, Steady J.
To do, baby, just taking the shit over you. My heart breaking, my heart after love, and I'm going crazy. Thinking about the things that you do. My heart breaking, my heart to the point that my body aching. Late at night, I can't even sleep. My heart breaking, my heart asking myself, why do you keep breaking? Just breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Didn't think that it would ever be. There was no more us. Where can we go from here? If I can't believe a word you say, what can we do to make this thing right? If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can this still be good? If you make me feel oh so bad, who has your love? Who holds your heart? It's where you should have been from the start. Cooking dinner, find jewels and a Range Rover. I gave you my heart, I gave you my time. Do anything at the drop of a dime. Somebody else entered your phone. I thought that I was losing my mind. And on top of that, you told me
where can we go from here?
If I can't believe a word you say,
what can we do to make this thing right?
If I'm checking your cell phone every day, how can if you make me feel oh so bad,
who has your love? Who holds your heart?
It's where you should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart? I gotta know what to do, baby.
a tummy scratch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You wanna get,
you wanna get a little bit of licky for me?
Do you wanna get,
I got a lot of sticky to give you, girl.
Do you wanna get, girl, I know your day was long, you've been working hard and your time is short. But I feel that you and I can enjoy our time and make it work. See, I know your body is aching. Looking at the clock you're pacing. Back and forth cause you're bubble that are waiting. Get out, you're both amazing. If you make it here, you can take care of your mind and your body. Don't be scared. Even though we're apart, you'll be there. Keep your eyes closed, ready and think clear. I need you like you need me. Cause when time comes, you'll feel me. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Here's a question I gotta ask you. You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky? Let's put them both together, I'ma give you licky, sticky. You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together, I'ma give you licky, sticky. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl. With you, with you, with you, with you. Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl. Wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together, I'ma
double X, it's time to have sex. Read between the lines and place that S with the X. I'm trying to wipe you up so I can love you down. I travel around town to hear your ooh ah sound. I make that booty ripple, I'll make them juices trickle. I'm feeling real freaky, I might let you bite my nipple. Tonight is your choice, yeah. Baby, speak your voice. Either way we do it, I'ma have you nice and moist.
When you licky, licky, or sticky, sticky, let's put them both together, I'ma give you licky, sticky. You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky, let's put them both together, I'ma give you licky, sticky. Let me increase your love and fill you up till your mind is blown. Now you feel me, listen clearly. You can buy me your scream, my baby. Let me hold you, you can hold me. This position I invest is crazy. Got your hair messed up, oh baby. Got you talking and done, you crazy. Got the same one again, oh baby. Got the ice and the honey, you freaky. Now make me, you make me feel like this is how it should be. Let the neighbors clear us, baby.
By your feature, sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask on Rodeo with your bag? Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing ass. seen you from away, couldn't let you get away without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old thing today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. She said, first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a princess, stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I'm knowing misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, and heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, see I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Real talk, you're probably fucked by Dre. choo-choo, guaranteed your ass is grass. Man, you done fucked up, choo-choo bang, yeah, I'm a suck. Toot my horn, I'm feeling myself like masturbation, gon' fuck yourself. You point the throat, I can tear the fuck, don't mean shit like a prenup. Couldn't make a virgin bust a nut, they laughing at you, hurt cuz. Real top, so it's slim fitting, I'm on your flow, green shit. Hate hoes be feeling this, prison mind.
You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. Okay.
But you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit.
Baby, I can tell you don't do this all the time.
your words, you really want it, probably go for a bite. Miss Pleady, be your acolyte. Baby, get up and say you love me all the time. Baby, I change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. I try to be your wife, I'd rather just be your lover. So listen,
life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love.
Of the good life, some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall, like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall, thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green, like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words. To be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying,
see, we got caller. We're going to check it out. So we got in the building. All right, what we got, caller? Who is this in the building? All right, here on Life That Does Live is our music hour on Home Day After Dusk. What's up?
Hey, Sadie, this is Mike Glock from Diamonds. I have the base here right now for the interview.
Hold on. Who is this again? Let's roll back. Okay, who is this again?
Manager, my manager of Diamonds. I have boys here for the interview.
Okay, we're going to do, we'll go to a quick song break, and then there we're going to chop it up and do it from there. All right, so hold up. All right, let's see. We've got this new Chris Law, All I Need, and we'll be back.
on Beatmaker, the hitmaker.
Hey, little baby. I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who gets fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad fuck with a nice body with a big butt, and I like that. She super fly, we get super fly. We get fucked up, we super high. We make great cover, so we super fly. Let's get mad, so we wake up. All I need is someone who is by my side.
People feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my bands, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real, my nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend kill my little partner with a butter knife. Hey, want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life. But that ain't changed, just the next day we slangin' butter white.
Straight up, straight up.
Cause life goes on, this where even some of the kids that raised right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trite for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped out in
that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, hey, hey, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing taking place. I treat my money like a hoe, I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, bro. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money flowing all in the atmosphere.
Jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a miss of me too. No, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if
you disagree, you a hater.
That's my time.
It is for you.
Then you won't like
it. I just let that do.
My friends agree.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like that music with a meaning, yeah, it's certain type. I got a rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best, and dummy take me serious. I'm curious, just in case you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, got a favorite by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you left me rhyme. That's a truth, nigga, you're like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the meaning with it? Black rappers who yapping should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Stop taking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to hear original, nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that too.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
money. No time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me. Love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you want cause your bitches love me, love me. Let's go, I need some patrol, need two lesbos. I'm at best, so I hope they not on a menstrual. Cause the boy got long testo. Plus the flow like asbestos, even the best know. Make him sick to the stomach, here comes the Pepto. Brook, no, I'm klepto. Gotta get the dollar just like Kleflo. Mommy ain't wanna let go. Try to hold on like Invo. Baby moms know I'm a professional, the curling toes. Ain't from Harlem, but I travel the globe. Keep the sun and shades in the air low. Gucci slippers with the Ric Flair robe. Don't let me lose control of your chest exposed. I'm good with them X and O's. With a stretch flex with hoes. Freaking dress with stilettos. It's a rosé mixed with a little Julio and Jose. If you ain't sucking the fucking, it goes the doorway. BK pimp, pimp, pimp for a blip. When sucking from the law, nigga, move slip. Check out my outfit, check out my outfit. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you want cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you want cause your bitches love me, love me. Niggas is mad, I get more busted. Ashtray, spread the booty open cause I'm nasty. Fuckin' classy with ashy knuckles. See the bling in my Louis buckle. Down Louis to the scuffle. Throw it in the bag, nigga, I prefer the duffel. Don't need to trouble y'all. Trouble to trouble and face in the double law. If you speaking raw, better have a Kevlar. Chicken chips with the caviar. Married to the streets, but divorced it when they started to speak. More about equity and moving the streets. We made leaps and bounds to be located in this part of town. Not in the strong, bitchin' on the mound. Now my thoughts profound, keep the booty around. I'm surrounded by maples and oaks. Lawyers, doctors, retired folks. Pop champagne on the yacht. You on the boat, I hope you close. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate on you all cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The Bentley ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you all cause your bitches love me, love me.
Yeah, illa, not the Nevic. Go ahead and talk to me, girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and miss you all night long.
Finish. I can't.
chance that didn't try it when I went out to date other women. But none could compare to half the person you are now, I'm wishing. Go ahead and call me crazy, split with a gift in mind, but baby, I know we had a problems, but lately I found myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile. I hope you can stay for the past and the future and now on.
Are so fresh.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all already know who it is, yeah. My nigga. Yeah. It's your motherfucking boy.
I say all right.
Bad Blood Entertainment, we in this motherfucker.
Crazy All Music Hour right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Wednesdays, or as you call it, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. All right, y'all. So We're going to go into the next hour. Our next hour, we'll be talking about some of the crazy things going on around the world, whether it's good news or, as what they call it, hot mess. So we're doing that, as well as we got a special guest I'll just be chiming through as well, Diamonds, and that consists of two college friends, as Mike T and J.C. Ridlaw, that's going to be in the building in a bit, so y'all be on the lookout for them. And we'll be chopping it up with them. They're making so many moves. Like, I want to share some of them with y'all with there on there. So that you can't move anywhere. You got to sit still and find out me on the air. So just like that. All right. So also, since it is Hump Day after Dust Wednesday, every Hump Day after Dust Wednesday, we do a special segment called Naughty Moment of the Week. And that's where you either the listeners, after they can share some of their 90 moments of the week, or sometimes we even make our guests share some. So we'll see. We'll see what I'll be up to today. Y'all know. Y'all never know what I'm going to do. It's like a crack attack box. So, yes, that was our music hour. We are going to the next hour, and I think that is our special guest on the air right now. So let's go ahead and check the air. Oh, we got a call from the 226. Who we got?
What's up, Zeddy? It's Diamond.
Yeah, it's JC Rella.
Hey. What's up? Thank you.
It's good.
Go ahead. Introduce yourself. You know, each y'all, everybody know who you are. Who makes up Diamond?
Yes. So I go by the name of Mike T.
Yeah, this is JC Rella. We're from Toronto, Canada. We're Diamonds.
The rap duo Diamonds from Toronto.
What's up, man? You know, Toronto, man. Canada has a lot of my respect because I got a lot of Canada. There's a lot of Canada love, man. Like, some of us love for Canada. And Calgary, I know. I didn't until I started getting like some love from Canada, I didn't even know what Calgary was. Now I know about Calgary. Toronto. I was like, Calgary, man. Like, Calgary was like, oh, I know, I did, but I'm like a fool, like I'm like going out for Canada, man. So, yes, man.
Well, we actually left Toronto last night.
Okay. And hold on, let me over the air, too, because I see my co-host is the most of the building, too. So, y'all just have to hear my masculine voice out there. You have to hear a beautiful woman on there, too. What's up, T? What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. We got some special guests rolling through. Our Diamonds all the way from Toronto, Canada. So,
yeah, I got some echoing going on.
How's it going, T?
What's up, T?
Oh, there we go.
Right.
There we go. Let's check live. First off, y'all have rotation on over 25 college radio stations across the U.S. Rotation
yes.
on Eminem Shade 45 satellite radio stations.
Yeah.
Y'all have sold out first headlining show at Opera House Toronto.
Yes, sir.
You've done songwriting for the likes of Floor Rider.
Yep.
Yes,
represented
yeah.
by AM, which is a producer who is a part of Pharrell's production team. And then, top it off, you got work with Infamous, Lil Wayne, who's produced such as like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and Nicki Minaj. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, just want to make sure I got my grocery list is adding up. So that being said, let's jump into the timing scene of you guys. And first off, what actually led y'all each to get into music?
What led us to get into music, man? I don't know. We've been doing music probably since we were like kids, you know, 14, 13. you know, you want to become a rapper when you're 13, 14. That's where it starts, man.
Yeah, I mean, like Jay said, like, as young kids, like, music has always kind of been, you know, with us growing up, and I guess, like, bringing it to the forefront in terms of making it our careers, we haven't actually decided that until maybe, like, a year and a bit ago, where we hooked up with Dream Factory and started getting, you know, involved in the business side of things and really making the hobby and the passion a career of ours coming into the future.
Okay, so that's ironic because that's kind of how the Neptunes got together. They got together back in, they were in band with each other back in school, so that's like, it's kind of ironic that y'all were doing some of that camp and y'all have that similar story.
Yeah, for sure. Like me and Mike met back in university, man. We went to the same university, man. We started making music in our dorm rooms, man. Like going back way back, like probably 7 years now. But that's how it started, man.
So we're like beating on the desk with pencils and stuff, and we're making up bootleg songs.
Yeah,
exactly. We were actually just talking about that not too long ago. I mean, going back on the songs that we did back in the day, I mean, listening to them now, they're horrible compared to what we're putting out now, but, you know, that's definitely where it started, at the root of it all. I mean, a little USB mic and a laptop in a dorm room and a passion, basically. So, lucky for us, we were blessed enough to kind of have it grow to what it is today.
Yeah.
Now, as far as explaining, you know, I mean, you get different people that tell you different answers, but as far as from your eyes, explain the Toronto music scene to us.
Explain Toronto's music scene to us? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you guys see guys like, you know, Drake. Drake is, like, killing it right now.
Big shout out to Drizzy Drake.
Big shout out to Drizzy Drake. He's killing it. Obviously, artists like, you know, The Weeknd are making, you know, a breakout into the United States. But, like, in general, I feel like there's so much more to grow in Toronto. And, like, sometimes it's frustrating as an artist, as a hip-hop artist, seeing, like, sometimes when it comes to, like, radio support in Toronto, there's not a lot of radio support for hip-hop music in Toronto. So that can be kind of frustrating on our end, seeing it from where we standpoint.
Now, with that being said, there's also a number of different differentiations between the Canadian and the American music scene as well, right? So you do have hip-hop like Drake. You have hip-hop like The Weeknd. You have musicians like Justin Bieber, for example, which is whole left field. So you do have a big variation and diversity of different types of music itself. And I think that's one thing that we've kind of been able to kind of take advantage of, the different sounds coming out of Toronto and kind of bringing all that those different sounds together as Diamonds, which what we've created and the sound that we've been able to kind of build up on.
Okay, so as far as, you know, from your personal opinion, because, like, I've seen so many talented... I'm talking about it on the underground, because I love y'all underground scene better up there than it is up here. Like the underground scene up there with the hip hop, y'all band together more, in my opinion. But what do you think is going to take to get the mainstream radio stations up there to get more serious about supporting hip hop up there in Toronto?
That's a good question.
It's too much. The underground scene up there is crazy. I know a lot of artists that, you know, like Charlie McDougal, you know, artists that are vocal too down here now too. So it's like, pretty soon it's kind of hard to continue to deny that anything you start showing more love to y'all as well.
Yeah, and that's a really good question, man. Because like, I feel on one hand, you know, there is obviously artists that have broken out of Toronto. There is also a ton of artists, and as you just mentioned, when it comes to the underground scene in Toronto hip hop, there's tons of artists trying to make it right now. But at the same time, there isn't that radio support. There isn't that you know, in Canada, it's hard to make it as a hip-hop artist. It's hard to make it as a hip-hop artist anywhere. But in Canada, there's certain ways that it's more difficult. And, you know, honestly, there needs to be some things that change. I don't know if I have the answer for that, to be honest. But
I think also, I mean, being from Canada, a place like Canada, there are sort of misconceptions, I think, about Canadian music. You know, there's the type of music that does blow and that does become worldwide, global. And I think those ideologies that the world ends up taking often get put on us who are coming out of the underground. And because of this, you know, that underground scene often gets overshadowed by what's kind of accepted nationally or worldwide, for that matter. So that it does make it a little bit of a tougher route or pathway, I guess. But, I mean, it's definitely getting better. I mean, you see the success that Drake is having. You see, again, you know, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber. These are artists that, you know, at one point, I mean, Drake, for example, we were listening to him when he was underground in Toronto type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And he's where he's at today because he's been able to break through that. And it's kind of a testament of, I guess, the growth that the world has been through in accepting Canadian music now. So it's definitely getting better. I don't know if we have a specific answer to what can make it even more better, but it's definitely a growth process and kind of a growing process the music industry is just going through right now.
Basically, we started working out of Heaven or Hell Studios, which is AM owns Heaven or Hell Studios in Waterloo, which is actually just about an hour outside of Toronto. We've been working there for about 6 months, and Dream Factory had reached out to us, and they had heard our material. They had come into contact with the music that we were putting out. And after seeing that, it came to the point where they wanted to start working with us on a management basis. And that's really how the relationship with AM really, really grew.
Okay. As far as the team making forward, how did you feel to actually have a sold-out show? Because, you know, a lot of people, even before you get to that, it's hard work being an artist anyway, and having to put in a lot of work to make sure you have a lot of people show support. But to have a sold-out show, that's on a whole other level. So as far as being performing a sold-out show in a business that's well known, you know, what was the feeling leading up to that point, and how did it feel aftermath?
Yeah. I mean, as for the lead-up, because it was our first show, actually, we had already been in the music industry for a bit beforehand, before even working with Dream Factory. So when we started working with Dream Factory and started working on our EP Genesis that's out right now, actually, you know, people have heard that we were in the studio, but people just have not heard anything. So it was kind of an anticipation thing. You know, people knew about Diamonds, but for some reason they haven't heard any music yet. And so it was kind of a build-up all the way up to the release of the EP itself. Once the EP was released, that's when, you know, the traction started, when we started working real closely with AM, when the Flo Rida submission started beginning, when Infamous started sending us beats. This is kind of sort of how it led up to our first show becoming sold out. And as far as how it feels, I mean, I think for any artist out there who has anybody who appreciates the hard work and dedication that you put in your music, I mean, it's unreal. Whether it's a sold-out show of 500 people or if it's one kid on the street who buys your EP, at the end of the day, I think we really appreciate those people regardless of how big that crowd is. That's kind of one thing that we always have in mind when we're performing, especially as an artist and as a musician. I'm sure other artists and musicians have come in contact with these events, but whether you're performing in front of 300 people, whether we're performing in front of one person, we kind of make it our mission to perform just as we are, regardless of how many people we're performing.
And 110%.
Exactly, 110%. Always 110%. Regardless of the situation. So. That's exactly what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, even if you have one fan, some people don't have one fan. So you definitely have to be have gratitude for your fans and for the people that support you and who are really at your back at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's you know, as artists, it's always incredible when someone, you know, connects with the music that you put out. You can never take that for granted.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, I want y'all to sit tight because we come back. We're going to go into some more. And Marie, have you been thinking of some crazy stuff you want to ask them? Because I've been doing it now after this. We know we're going to play that. This is the nice part. We start getting a little crazy. We actually have some crazy questions. So...
Yeah, bring them on, man. We're all right with crazy questions.
All right. Well, we put an oldie, but you know, it's old to you, but new to some. This track is called I'm On. And when we come back, we'll be ready to chop it up some more.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
Come on. Diamonds are forever, honey. Time before the storm, so legit. I'm doing this next track with a big smile on my face. They say that bad things come in three. I say that bad things come to see. I flew to France a couple weeks ago for 2 months, but was home in about 3 days. Hear them saying I'm the talk of town. A couple months back, I'd be proud. But now they talking about a subject I don't really want to market. Am I proud now? Got a feeling deep inside of me. I thought they never really have to see. But my homie Rhett Law said to go raw dog, put emotion on the fucking beat. I don't even wanna have to speak. I guess I just hit another peak. I went from sirloin steak, lamb chops, T-bones to dead meat. Shit. Back to working by myself again. Working up the self-respect again. What kind of cocky motherfucker missing courage and some confidence? Incompetent, right? Guess I ain't what they say I am. I'm like any other normal man. Man, I smile when I'm happy, frown when I'm sad. So why am I so hard to understand? Only using 10% of brain. So at 100, I'm going insane. I pray that people talk and pray for me. Cause I don't know if I can take a pain. I got pictures racing through my mind. People calling on the other line. Never owned a mirror in my life, but now it's time for me to get mine. I'm on.
Forever never lasts long. So I'm penning up a new song. Please know that I'ma always be strong. Everything has gone wrong, I'ma always be on. I'm on, I'm on. I'm on, I'm on.
Boy, I gotta get away and get lost in a foreign place. I pack
packed my bags overnight and I was on the next plane out in a couple days. I told my DJ I'ma play the game, and he told me he would do the same. I told this girl to come chill that night, she probably know that I'm just playing games. But I told her that my mind's a mess, so I was up all night. And I think that she could get a sense, cause we talked until she said goodnight. Then I was on another plane again, hoping I would find myself again. Cause when no one knows your name, it's easy just to smile and pretend everything alright. And I'm half man, half amazing, so I told my boy that I'm into all them half breeds, half whatever, half Asian. And what I get, they giving me a half breed. She said she wanna be Canadian, so I tell her you gon' love me. And she know I think she cute now, so she started to dance in front of me. Ha, I guess I got a little off track, I'll take a second just to backtrack. I left the city just to run away with a cap and a knapsack. Pit exists but it ends too, men die and forever ends. I'm a man, I can face the truth, just know forever is a diamond.
And forever never lasts long, so I'm penning up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything is all wrong, but I'm always be on. I'm on, I'm on. Never last long, so I'm heading up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything is all wrong, but I'm always be on. I'm on, I'm on. I'm on, I'm on. I'm on, I'm on. Damn it, I'm forever, so you know I'm on.
Yes, sir. Yeah. JC Retlaw.
Let's go.
DJ Wade West on the ones and twos. I go by the name of Mike T.
You already know.
Diamonds are forever.
That's right.
Come before the storm. 100 deep, so legit. What up, Rosado? Salt Lake, what's good?
Believe they're playing this track right now. It's tripping me up so much.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Huh?
Anybody?
Huh?
Anybody?
Hey.
Yeah, we're back. We're back. Y'all know it's wrong. Day after the Wednesdays, right here on Life is Just Live. Yours truly, Ceddy J, my co-host with the most, my girl T. Marie.
Yep.
And we got a special guest in the building, Diamonds. And then
the role was
always from
Toronto.
Yes, sir.
I heard y'all were like, I can't believe you're playing that track. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's crazy because what Ceddy was saying, that's an old track. That's actually a track, that's a real old track where we put together even before Diamonds was completely put together, actually. So that specific track was engineered and mixed by JC Retlaw, and he doesn't even have a verse on that, actually. But it's crazy that you guys have that.
Digging the crates, man.
So for the people who are just tuning in, kind of give them a little bit about who you guys are and what are some of y'all greatest accomplishments in the entertainment industry so far.
Who we are exactly? So we're Diamonds. That's Mike T and JC Retlaw. We're a rap duo coming out of Toronto. And we actually spell our name D-I-E-M-E-N-S, and that is actually because to us, forever will always be that which men are willing to die for. So that's kind of a quote that we already always have at the back of our minds. So thinking about, you know, with our main goal being creating something that will last forever, something that will last beyond our bodies and beyond our lives. So that's why we call ourselves Diamonds. As for accomplishments, specific one big one that we just accomplished was Shade 45. So we got on rotation on Shade 45 maybe a month and a bit ago. Our last single, Young, was on rotation there. Had great response with our official music video as well. That's also on YouTube. So that's definitely a big one. Another one, of course, Shady had mentioned we got a submission in for Florida. So, you know, on the side, although we do our own specific music, JC creates beats. I myself write songs and hooks. So we're out there making music for other artists as well. So that's an additional thing that we do love doing and developing artists as well as ourselves as we go on in this career.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What could you say to an artist who's on the verge of just giving it up and just throwing that towel in when it comes to the music industry? What type of words of encouragement could you give them?
That's it's a good question because there's so many things I feel like in this music industry that can really, like, you know, this is a dream, this is what you follow, right? But there's so many things that can, you know, dissuade you or you know, break you down in terms of, like, pursuing that dream. But honestly, man, this is not a path that is something that just comes quickly. This is something that if you look at any artist that has made it, it's you know, any artist that will make it and has longevity, this is a path that takes a long time. And every person that's made it, you know, has gone through many, 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 you know, uphill battles along the way. But this is a long journey that takes place before you actually make it anymore. It's a marathon. It's not a short sprint.
Yeah, I can feel that. Okay. I can feel that. So what was your, like, what was one of you, you guys' biggest obstacles, and what did you do to overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, like JC said, there's a lot of different things that you kind of have to overcome being in the music industry itself. One point, actually, it's not a specific thing, but there was a point in time where actually we were going through a number of unfortunate events, I guess you could say. We had a show where one of our crew members had his car stolen. A couple weeks after that, my car got broken into and a bunch of our merchandise got stolen. So, like, hundreds of dollars of merchandise lost. Like, a bit after that, we had a huge rainfall in Toronto, and our DJ at the time, Wade West, his place got flooded and some of his stuff got wrecked up. And then after that, our boy Glock, who's also a part of our crew, ended up getting into an accident. So these are kind of, you know, obviously these are sort of beyond the music industry type deal, but this is kind of examples of things that we have gone through to get to where we are today. I mean, we could have been like, oh man, like, you know, got down on ourselves or this and that, but that's definitely something that, you know, what JC mentioned, you kind of have to get through it, and in order to get to those successes and those goals that you set in front of yourself, you really have to hop over a number of obstacles. And at the end of the day, if you don't hop over them, you're not going to get to them. Another thing I did want to mention, though, I think I mentioned this earlier today, we kind of changed this from a hobby to a business. So one big thing that I think a lot of artists kind of struggle with is the conflict between the creative artist and the artist as a business. You know, although we have a management team now behind us, we have agents behind us, sometimes it's difficult to kind of balance knowing what will sell and what will be played on the radio against, you know, what you creatively feel is right for your individual self. And, you know, I don't think one specific route is right. I think what we've been able to do successfully is kind of balance the two, being able to still adhere to the top 40 market and the radio market
and yet still do the music that we want to do and we love, and kind of not change based on what is in demand on the radio stations or in the mainstream sort of industry at the time.
So you say you have managers and agents. Let me ask you this: How much creative control do you have over your music?
At the end of the day, we have 100% creative control over the music we make. It's obviously there's situations that come up in the music industry that where artists, you know, they're in a situation where their music they want to make is not the music that they're allowed to make, you know, and that's, I'm very thankful to say that the situation that Diamonds is in right now is not like that. When it comes to the music we put out, you know, you can be 100% sure that stuff that we, as Diamonds, that's what we want to be putting out, and that's what you're hearing.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If you had five minutes left to perform in front of a large audience, what song would you perform?
One track?
Yeah, just one.
It'd probably be our track John Blaze. So John Blaze is actually was our first single that we put out as Diamonds from our EP Genesis. It actually means a lot to us because John Blaze, we actually put together even before all this management stuff, all the business stuff, all the signing, all the EP, and all this stuff kind of came into play. So at the root of it all, I think it's really raw in terms of what you're going to get from Diamonds and who JC and Mike T are as people and as individuals as well.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. Some of the ladies want to know, are you guys single?
Oh, man.
Man. I guess I just went straight in, huh?
Oh, she went. Hold on, what? She went. She did just like this. Straight in.
I will say this. This is Mike T. I am single. Yes.
JC Rella though is he's not single.
So one single. Okay.
Yeah,
we're
not single.
Okay.
Okay.
That's tough. Well, I know even if y'all both one single ones in a relationship, I know y'all still have a celebrity crush. Who's y'all celebrity crush?
Oh man.
We can only pick one?
Only pick one?
Well, I'm not giving y'all two on this one.
Yeah, this is JC. I'm going to say Jhené Aiko, man.
At this moment, this is Mike T. Actually, you know what? I just saw some pictures of Rihanna online that just came out. I'm gonna put up Rihanna right now. I got Rihanna fresh in my mind right now, so I'm gonna say Rihanna.
Rihanna is hot. Both of them are hot. Jhené Aiko, she's, you know, finally getting to where she needs to be in the industry. So I know Jhené Aiko and Riri. So that's it.
She always sounds crazy, but I think if she got me along and she started talking about her accent, I might get her accent.
Riri?
Yeah, you know, she too crazy for me, but she'd probably, like, walk up to me and start talking in the accent. You sure you don't want to be steady? I'm like, okay, that's it. Okay, you're right. I'm like, I give you just a little thing.
The accent,
I usually don't do this, but,
away, man.
Yeah, that would go down.
Riri getting a little thicker too, y'all. I saw on the little surfboard. I said, look at little Riri. Turn up. Anyway, Yeah, good look. Okay, well, what else can I ask y'all here since we are getting on the hump day topic? Give me a naughty moment.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll ask my horrible brief action. She wants to know what naughty things you guys have done.
Y'all wildest moment. Y'all must not. Y'all naughty moment. Y'all wildest moment. What?
Wildest moment.
You're putting us on the spot here. Oh, man.
Well, I got a good one.
Okay, here we go.
We had, this is actually a groupie story.
Oh,
no. This is a groupie story, bro.
Okay. Come on.
Get the coffee on this one. Get the coffee ready for this one. There we go.
I'm not going to say no names or nothing, but... we had a show in Toronto, a big show, actually, a big charity show last Saturday, this one that just passed, January 18th at Nozo Toronto. And, you know, we had a big performance there. Over 100 people came out, raised $1,600 for a charity called Impact Romania that helps out orphanages over in Romania. And we had just finished, so we finished our show. We were out backstage, and usually we'll come out, obviously, and talk to the people that came out. Like we said, like, you know, we're super appreciative of the people that come out and really support us. And, I mean, with a crowd of over 100 to 150 people, you have a lot of people that, you know, are trying to get at us and trying to talk to us. And I had this one girl fully try to kiss me. She fully just went for it, and I was actually just talking to her, and literally went for a kiss, and I kind of turned my head, and that was that, and she ended up kissing my cheek, and she was wearing red lipstick, and she literally was like, "You gotta keep that on," and I was like, "Man, like, you know, I can't keep this on, like, walking around tonight, like that's not a good look, you know." And she literally was like, you got to keep that on. And so I wiped it off, and she lost it on me. She just went off, and that was that. I know that's not really naughty, but it was a
good
story.
That was a naughty moment.
That's a naughty moment. Yeah, you're right.
She transformed on you. That's all.
She was bold. She really wanted to, one or the other.
Well, hold on. I gotta be messy. Was she at least cute?
She was a cutie. I'm not gonna lie. She was a good looking girl. But you know, you gotta keep professional in those settings.
Yeah, when
you're in a performance, you really gotta keep in mind that people are watching you and you're representing a larger sort of image at that point. So, you know, we're not... Although we love the support that we get from our female fans, absolutely love them. At the end of the day, we don't really do it for the groupies. We don't do it for the money. We don't do it for, you know, all that, the cars, the clothes, whatever it may be. We really do it just for the passion. So, shout out to the groupies out there, though. But you know, that's not why we do it.
You say shout out to the groupies.
Hey, you guys get the groupies to help sell albums and all that other stuff. So
exactly.
If you don't mean me. Those are the groupies. You give them the respect they deserve for supporting us. A little crazier than others. The doctor
was
get up here
or Mike just telling a naughty moment. We'll just finish with that naughty
what was
moment.
Was that?
So I think that was Collective. That was actually a collective.
Yeah, that was a collective.
I think that was a team effort.
Is it all the team? Okay. Work together. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw a big. I thought that was crazy. As far as if today was your last 24 hours, starting now, you have 25 hours to live. Starting from right now, how would you spend it? But here's the catch 22. Everything has to be crazy stuff. It can't be, oh, I'm gonna sit down and watch my favorite movie. Took this dog in, kissed my family, you know. Everybody's going to do that. That's guaranteed. So we want to hear, if you had to pick everything crazy crap, what would it be? What crazy stuff, how would you spend your last 24 hours, and what crazy things would you do during it?
Oh, man.
Man, that's tough.
That's a loaded question right there.
yeah, I've heard some crazy ones. I heard the other day someone told me that they would go on a high speed chase. Because in the day, they like, in the day, I go to a high speed chase. I'm going to die tomorrow anyway. So, heck, I might as well drive until I'm like driving no more.
Man, like straight up, I'd probably do something like jump out of a plane, you know, do some skydiving stuff, man. That's something that I've probably always been afraid to do, but I'd probably do it in that situation. I'd do it.
Okay. All right, so we got one answer. What's the answer? We got one answer. A 24-hour question. If you can remember, it's got to be, and it can't be nice stuff. It's got to be crazy. We need it. That might need a Jeopardy music for him.
Yeah, I need that music.
Let him marinate.
I'm gonna say roll through King of Diamonds and spend 5G, like
a couple G's or something like that.
I'm gonna
keep it real and say that.
He kind of just low key throw a naughty moment in though. That was what that kind of came off as. He asked the question, but he gave us a naughty moment at the same time. That was how he did that. I like how he did it.
Yeah, King of Diamonds
is
not too bad. That's a good idea.
I'm like, guys, well, let me know as far as what's some of your upcoming endeavors you got going on. And as far as how they can follow you, or as I like to call it, how they can stalk you.
Well, actually, you can follow us at, you can check us out at diamondsareforever.com. That's DIEMENS, areforever.com. But as for upcoming stuff, we're actually currently shooting the music video for our third single off of our Genesis EP. The single is called Seraph, and that will be coming up in the next couple of weeks, so look out for that.
And as for future endeavors, I mean, like I said, we're in Miami right now. We're actually here with our whole Dream Factory team. We have our boy Alex Price here with us, Nucky. We're all here actually to make music, basically. Actually, shout out.
Yeah, I sound like our audio is far back.
Yeah, in the water. We lost it for a second.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was just saying we will be doing a lot of work in Miami, so we're here right now, and we're rolling. We're quite close to Red Eyes and the Zoltan
camp, so we're doing a lot of work with Red Eyes right now and hoping to continue that relationship coming into the future.
Y'all in Florida, how's the weather?
They need to send me some guys. They need to send me some sunshine.
It's cold, but compared to the snowstorms that we were getting in Toronto,
I can see you on it.
Have you guys been to Toronto before?
No, I haven't. I was scheduled to come out there, but...
You know what? After the show, you guys have to holler at us and come through during Caravana. We just talked to Red Eyes about this, but come through in the summertime, and we'll take you guys to Caravana.
Okay. We'll be getting it up from you.
Yes, sir.
I have a magazine watching out there shortly, so I might need to plan a trip on out there.
Okay.
So y'all gave them your social sites. Do y'all have a Twitter, a Facebook, an Instagram, a website?
Yeah. So
are they on the diamond?
Yeah, we have our individual Twitter handles, so you can find that on the website itself, but. If you hashtag diamonds, that's DIEMENS, you can find everything regarding diamonds on there as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, also, we're on YouTube. I mean, you can find us there. Facebook, we're on there as well. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. If you Google us, you'll find something. So, there's a lot of social medias out there, so I'm not going to name all of them.
Let me ask y'all another question. If y'all could eat any piece of meat, what piece of meat would y'all be?
Any piece of meat?
Piece of meat?
Don't judge me.
I don't want to judge her.
Piece of meat? What does that even mean?
Oh, man. I'm going to say this. I'd be a piece of steak, cooked rare though, cause I'm raw.
Okay. I like that.
Oh man.
Oh man.
I came with her question. I don't know what made me think of the question, but I was like,
you look at us like a piece of meat. That's what you were implying.
A piece of meat.
A piece. Where are them goddamn crickets and I need them?
Don't do that. Take some good ass meat. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Well, again, guys, we thank y'all for coming through the show. And, heck, we definitely keep your team in. Y'all ever got new music to send it to us? And, heck, we'll play it. Simple as that.
We appreciate that.
All right. Well, what are we going to do, everybody? We're going to go to a quick break. We come back. We're going to top it up some more. We got two things to share before we go. So we close on out for the day. So y'all sit still. But then nothing crazy. I'll check my boy DJ Snow to get in the chat. Let me know about this new site that's coming up for the Colorado Radio Network. So y'all get ready. Stay tuned. And we'll be back. This track is... Actually, Chuck, you sent it to me before, and I love it. It's called Purple Skies. We'll be back.
Hey.
cheer. I hope you got your blunt, now make it disappear. You got your wine and liquor, me I'll have a beer. Cigarillo wrapped tight, good green and air. Big stogie nigga, it look like a flare. Roll by pro, hit like a snare. I just got off, don't care what's going on. As I proceed to get my smoke on, I've been hustling all day, time to Al Capone. Kick back, grab sack, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. As my cousin Wookie energize my home. Yeah, that nice melee, yeah, that's a LA. I'm a box song ready, hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, on a toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
I like that song. I like the beat. I like what they were talking about. See,
you know that song is old. That song is old too. Like it's like a classic hit.
It sounds real nice, and that sounds like something you can keep on jamming years to come. So I like that.
We can never. Here was the thing. We never found out who the artist was. We just know who sent it to us. They sent someone from the military, and she would go by the name as Black. I remember she sent in, like, and this is like five years ago, actually. So that song is at least 5 years old. So yeah, it proves something. Like, hey, you still say that when you hear it, that means that it's a sign collapse of Tessa time.
Yeah, it's nice.
So yes, but as we got about less than 10 minutes left of the show, T, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, you know me, just handling business, accomplishing stuff. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm gonna have my little link up for my Texas Wildwell calendar. That's just Monday, so I'll be in there in this June month, so yeah, I'm going to be posting links to that so everybody can purchase it. Just did a, y'all got to excuse me, I twisted my little ankle, so I'm kind of a little under the weather over here. But, yeah, I was jumping hurdles, and my dumb ass jumped a hurdle and went down the wrong way. I'm like, I'm getting too old to be playing running track. But, yeah, I twisted my little knee, so that's
so,
something
so you,
else
so you was trying to jump the hurdle, and your legs weren't quite set up to do that?
Yeah. Apparently my body ain't, you know, when you get a little older, you just take a little more strength to lift them legs up like you used to it. And I didn't lift my leg up high enough, and my back leg hit that hurdle, and my whole knee just twisted. But it's getting back together. At least I'm glad it wasn't my ankle, because that would have took a little more time, but whatever. Yeah, so that's something else happened. Then I went to my movie premiere party this past weekend, so. That was nice.
Was you limping at it? Was you?
No, because I hurt my leg Monday, and the premiere party was Saturday. So I was cute there, Jay. But now
I thought you was doing the hokey pokey and turning yourself around. Like,
No, I'm hoping I'm better by this weekend because I've been hosting a lot of club events. And I can't be going in a crib limping and stuff. I'm a model. I got to put that model walk on. But yeah, that's some of what I'm doing. I got a lot of stuff coming up. Nothing much to really just talk about right now. I like to talk about it once it's done with, because anything can happen. So it's me, just still on my doing my little modeling on that, ready for my next endeavor.
All right. Well, as far as me, what has I got going on? Anybody wants to know? Of course, this Saturday, you know, I've been talking about it all day, every day, on the show, on the show, whatever. You know, this Saturday, yeah, beautiful downtown funky town. They're doing something called the Scene Palestine, the Scene 2K14. And basically, what is that all about? Well, let me come and let some of y'all know what's going down. Well, I love about, and this is why I've endorsed them even more. Not just because they got me involved, but the fact of what the purpose of the event is. They basically are, it's not just a party, it's an event to bring all the, so many different movers and shakers in the DFW, in young movers and shakers, to be more exact. So they give us, they'll bring us all together, and we're doing a, it's an event. You can come chill. It's still, you still party. You can still party, but it's still going to be to where it's focusing on different people that's making moves in the area, whether it's radio hosts, whether it's magazine owners, video show people, it's artists that's making a lot of big moves as a whole unit of different things. And a lot more. So definitely, it's something you don't want to miss. It's been crazy. You got all these different powerful entities in one area. It's something you don't want to miss. So you want to make this at downtown on Fort Worth, and that's at 907 Houston Street, Area code, zip code 76102, and it's called Tribeca. It means upscale, and for those of y'all like, oh, I'm going to get a free VIP table, they're already all booked, so, yeah, they just going to have to get in where you fit in. But it's going to be crazy drink special, so, and there's three levels to party on. Yes, I said three levels. They got hookahs, and, hey, man, it's going down. Everybody is free before 10:30. Now, if it's 18 up, make sure your dress code is on point, because ratchiness will not be let in. And yeah, you after the flyer it gets, that's how it's gonna be. So I hope y'all ready. It's this Saturday. Make sure you're there.
You should post it on yourself, post the address and the name on your social site.
Oh, I've already been on it. People have been seeing me do it. They already know. They already, oh, okay, I see this. People already went and get attending. For shout out to the people that went and did that. But I need some more, you gotta go hit the attend button. And if you're not going to press the attend button, it's cool. Just make sure you show up. That's all I ask. don't care if you're pressed, because at the end of the day, double numbers on the damn event pages don't never tell you how many people go beat the event. Because there'll be some people just don't use Facebook like that. So, bam.
Oh.
So, yeah. And and then also, too, I know you get the emails well this morning. In my old school voice this morning. Yes. You know, besides the new issue of Human Cameras Magazine coming out on February 1st, and that's the Love of Basketball edition, there's another one coming out for March slash April. So it's going to be a double month issue. And it's going to focus on the fifth anniversary. Yes, fifth anniversary of Life It Does Live. And, yeah, man. And on this particular one, the people get to vote on who goes into the magazine. So, heck, it's like, if you're voted in, then you're in. If you ain't voted in, you ain't. So, of course, y'all know, y'all might get to see your girl T. Marie. You know, she's one of the people who's up for being able to be a part of that issue. And y'all know also how it's going to work is you're going to have to go vote. The models from that are invited to it from the previous issues, they will be able to submit the pictures for the theme of that issue. And then we're going to put up a poll that you all vote for them. Then top five of those people, I'll make a good pick into the magazine. We're then going to have people vote for who their favorite is of the top five. Whoever gets the most votes out of top five not only will be on the cover, I also get a $50 Visa gift card. So, yeah, we're not playing. It's not a game. No games over here. No games. So, we're out. Other than that, man, that's pretty much it for now. And remind you guys in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life and Death Live with your boy, Seti J. And also remind you, special purpose services out there, that if you're going to hump somebody, please do it what?
Responsibly.
Thank you, everybody. We out. Peace.